Perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's no talk of any movement toward ending the partial government shutdown after a meeting between President Trump and a small group of House Republicans and Democrats at the White House. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says...
The only way we're going to resolve this is get people in the room beginning to talk.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons...
I have a simple position. The president ought to reopen the government, and then we can begin having a more balanced conversation about the path forward.
The shutdown's in its 27th day. The British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a vote in Parliament to keep her job.
May now pledging to...
Continue to work to deliver on the solemn promise we made to the people of this country to deliver on the result of the referendum and leave the European Union.
But the Prime Minister still faces fights ahead. Her plan for Britain's divorce from the EU was thrown out by lawmakers on Tuesday. The UK is due to leave in 10 weeks.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. This is Fox News.
Kids were pretending to be sick so they could miss school before. Now they're really gonna fake feeling bad.
Mom, I have a bad cough.
Introducing Hershey's NyQuil Kisses. Cause new research says chocolate is better than cough medicine. Pop one in your mouth. And then another. And then maybe another. And then another, just to make sure they're working.
I think I'm feeling better.
Hershey's NyQuil Kisses. The anytime smiling, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth, way better than lozenges flavor, so you can get more chocolate medicine.
Radio programs can get your day off to a rocky start. Not this one. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Jay Scott.
Greg Scott!
Emily Hayes.
What's happening here? Where's Brad? Where's anybody?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
So put on your dancing shoes. Here comes three men and a lady.
We hope Rusty Aldridge had a great birthday yesterday. We had a hell of a party last night. But I'm hours to talk about.
Hell of a...
Three men and a lady. Oh, and an amazing gift that Emily Hayes received.
Yay, fun!
Jay Scott is here.
Hey, Scott.
And we start on the anniversary of the Big Blizzard with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Yeah, we started this broadcast a little early yesterday, last year on this date. I think we started in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, 4:40.
Yeah, and the snow on the ground was like 4 inches. That wasn't the big deal. The big deal was how it turned into ice and made travel impossible for the better part of 3 days. Certainly 2 days, but some places, some spots still on the third day. Today, risk of a few showers by this afternoon and this evening and tonight, with a high today in the upper 50s. Tonight's low 50. This is not a big deal storm system. Tomorrow, a mild day in between, with a high in the mid to upper 60s, a mostly cloudy day. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, and certainly Saturday evening and Saturday night. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal severe weather risk. So, at least there's a small end risk of severe weather. Tornado risk is not zero. High temperature around zero. High temperature around 70. Turning sharply colder Saturday night into Sunday with Arctic air moving in. Temperatures in the 40s on Saturday will feel like the 30s with the wind. Down to 26 Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. Right now this morning, we have 33 partly cloudy and calm winds at 6:09.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Your favorite morning show at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Have to start by thanking everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night. Oh, and I have a little offer for you, Rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was exciting.
There were so many new people or first-time visitors there last night, which is great. And it's funny what a small world it can be like. The wife of the guy whose name I'm about to give to you, really nice people, said, oh, we were in the booth next to you at PetSmart when you were getting Brisco.
Oh.
Ah, how cool.
Because we wanted that particular breed of nincompoop for a pet. What happened to it?
Uh-oh.
Napkin. This is bad. This is not good. Who wants to take you flying and teach you how to fly if you're interested?
Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, I filled up a logbook when I was 16, but never got my license.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
I want in on this. Yes. I want to fly.
Well, now I got to find his name. Damn it, he has the flight school out at.
Really? We'll get you the simulator on Xbox.
Rick got me a flying lesson. I was taking care of his dog Cosmo at the time.
Cosmo.
Yeah, little Cosmo. And they were going, you know, back and forth and stuff. And so I took care of Cosmo, and he knew I enjoyed flying, and so he got me one flying lesson down there.
That is so cool.
You know, keep doing it if you like. I mean, I do love to fly.
I never soloed.
I never did.
Well,
either.
Donna probably has his contact information because he spoke to her as well. Greg, I see you furiously looking through things.
Oh, LaDonna does?
She probably does.
Well,
yeah.
This is the napkin he wrote it on. I put it in this vest pocket.
Where's the other part of the napkin?
That's a good question.
You know, since I did it when I was 16 and learned, I probably need a refresher.
Yeah. I'd imagine those hours have expired. That you'd have to,
can we
take the examination again?
Can I share?
Yeah.
Can I share?
Y'all. First of all, we say it a lot, but it's really true. The audience of WACV and News Talk 93.1 is absolutely fantastic, and they pay attention so well. Because last night, they gave us being myself and fiancé, like a little gift basket of things. And it was all as seen on TV things.
Yeah.
Oh, God. With the crown jewel being the flippin' clapper.
I've got the video.
Oh.
Can I play it?
Yeah, he can play it.
Because they, I guess the first thing he did after you left Baumhauer's was go and set it up.
Yeah, Eric did.
Do it.
The clapper.
Do it again.
Didn't work that time. There's nothing like Emily when she gets excited.
Oh, man, it was the best. And then at 4 o'clock this morning when I rolled over in bed, the headboard creaked 3 times in a row and it set the light on.
that's funny. That is funny.
Oh, man, it's so great. I'm just so tickled by it all. Everybody was so very kind and so very sweet and had so many nice things to say to us. And
I got to meet fiancé's parents.
Oh, yeah.
And your dad really wasn't insulted, was he?
My dad? Or Eric's dad?
Fiancé. I don't know who Eric is. I only know him by
fiancé's dad was not insulted.
Okay, because I met his parents and his mother is gorgeous, and I said, well, now I know where he gets his good looks from. And his father's looking at me like, are you looking at me like you saying,
you sure is ugly?
No, that's not what I was saying.
No, they had a good time too. It was, and thank you for your generosity. We appreciate that a lot. But
that was my pleasure.
We had a blast, and I just can't thank all those fine folks enough. And Morris Capuano was there, and
Brant McDonald
and
was there.
His wife Hayden was there, and they were so nice to meet. And
aren't they an amazing couple?
Yeah, and
beautiful kids.
I don't want to get it wrong. Ariana. Ariana was
granddaughter of the Lewises.
Of the Lewises, yeah. And yeah. I got to meet the Lewises last night and meet her and wish her a belated happy birthday. It was a good evening.
And the cool part was, I mean, I was dragging yesterday because I've had sleep. I might be able to use my tub today.
Hallelujah.
Thanks to David Fagan for his help yesterday. We got some awesome sponsors. Was when they walked in, the applause started to build up from as they were being recognized. It was great. Half the restaurant was clapping last night. And the lights were going on and off, too.
That's good.
I got Baumhauer's wired up for the clapper.
It was awesome.
So now the big mystery today is, where did that name and number go? How could I have lost it? I took care not to lose it.
There goes my flying career.
They'll hear. They'll give it us. Don't worry. I'll go down and check the car when I'm seeing how traffic is doing in just a few minutes. Right now, it's 6:15. Let's get your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. The charge stems from co-payments that doctors waived for Medicare patients who enrolled in services provided by Henry's company. Henry did not seek re-election last year. An ambulance was stolen at Jackson Hospital Wednesday afternoon. Police say the suspect got stuck on a parking deck after crashing into another vehicle while trying to get away. No one was hurt. Charges are pending against the suspect. And city leaders are working to solidify Montgomery's smart city status. Workers are installing more fiber optic infrastructure to provide faster, more secure connections and free Wi-Fi in downtown areas. They're also converting 22,000 streetlights to smart LEDs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time to get...
It's time to get some.
Get some.
Get some.
Get some. Get some. Get
some. Some what?
Some what?
Get some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then...
We can start.
We can start.
Go to the show.
Normally, at this time, we'd be moving into the most electrifying story of the morning, but I've moved it to the cheap and trashy later in the hour. Because of a celebrity arrest. Find out who got busted and for what coming up. And this will teach me to, you know, message with William B. and say, where you been? And here he is on the phone.
Yeah, it sounds like I had a good time last night. I'm sure everybody was missing me terribly.
By the way, how was
joke, but anyway,
how was the pie?
Amazing.
LaDonna managed to get like 40 slices out of one pie last night. It was pretty amazing.
It was like the two fishes and loaves.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, you know, about the clapper. I couldn't use one of those at my house because the sounds that my neck makes when I roll over in the morning. I tell you. I'm not that old. I just got high mileage.
Hey, you know what? I can buy that, and I can also kind of apply that to myself, I think.
Yeah, I've got probably a little over a couple million miles on me in the seat of a truck. So
we have, you know, whenever I go down to see how traffic's doing, and the trucks go by, I have such admiration for these guys that do the long hauls. And, you know, I mean, I don't think most Americans appreciate how much of our day-to-day life depends on what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I don't want to do the local stuff now. I got tired of living in a truck. As a matter of fact, when I interviewed for this job, they asked me why I wanted to work there. I said I want to sleep with my own wife for a change. But
that's funny.
They said we got to hire you. I mean, you know, you know, after that answer, you're hired. But but yeah, it's a different kind of life out there. I tell you, you know.
No doubt, I'm sure it takes a lot of.
Not throwing my shoulder out of joint, patting myself on the back or anything like that, but you think about it, everything, think of one thing you used today that didn't come by truck.
What's the thing, especially the long haul stuff with goods?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything you eat, anything you wear, anything you drive,
it's got to be a tough life. And
I think about
the weather aspect too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely crazy out there sometimes. But anyway, I just wanted to make that lame ass comment about the clapper.
Appreciate it, man.
Be good.
Have a good one.
Yeah, it was. I don't think I got out of there till after 8 last night.
Yeah, we didn't get home till 9.
And then I got all emotional. I'm just so emotional.
I'm a ball of emotion.
I keep hearing that song.
Yeah, we should do that for the song of the day sometime.
Hey, that's got to be next week.
That's one of my favorites.
That'll be perfect for next week as we lead up to it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. 6/20 on the 1 year anniversary of the blizzard of 2018.
Ooh.
I posted a photo that I took while I was grilling your sausages.
I added to it. Take a look. I added to some comments to it. Comments in the form of pictures. Did you see that?
I got to refresh the page. This thing will not update. Oh, there's Bailey.
look at her face.
What the heck is this?
Yeah, it is. It is funny. I guess not cruel, but it is funny to see how dogs react to a weather condition they've never experienced before.
Putting those paws down on what?
We had a snow back in 10, I think, in February 2010 that accumulated for a while. And I remember Hershey looking at it with great suspicion and tiptoeing through it real carefully. And then this one, when it started to get icy.
Oh, gosh.
You got to worry because dogs blow out knees like crazy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We were real careful about what they were allowed to do and until that melted off. And that took, what, 3-4 days almost before it was
The better part of 3 days.
And traffic-wise, remember, it just got worse because a little bit would thaw out, but then it would
refreeze. They had to close bridges and stuff on 65. Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah, the ride-in, I knew how to handle because I'd been through it a million times in Chicago, but getting on 85 after that first show, and it was already a packed sheet of ice,
right.
And I think I went like 10 miles an hour all the way to Taylor Road, and then I know this Rogue is a fine car. Can I get it to the top of the exit ramp off 85? And when I made it, I felt like I'd climb Mount Everest without sliding back down, as some cars had. You know, it just, you got a situation like that, and it's pretty paralyzing. We hope that we can avoid that for a couple more years. We'll just live off the fresh memories of the last one.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, today being the 17th, we have the timeline for this date coming up. That also means that there are 28 days. Valentine's Day is 4 weeks from today. And now's the time to start thinking seriously about how you're going to give that special someone in your life. And the place to go to give a really personal I love you, one that says more than I lay, spend some good money for this, one that says I'm celebrating who you are, because that's what I really love. That's what Brian Jewelry can help you do. Because if they can't find the perfect compliment to the person that you're shopping for after they ask the probative questions, they can create it. And there's still time between now and Valentine's Day to do that. But that window is going to close. In fact, Lynn Bryan, I think, is coming by the show one of these days soon to talk a little bit more about it. And they carry every type of gem, every type, and to top it all, if you want to say I love you to somebody who is passionate about the greatest rivalry in sports, they have separate showcases for Alabama and Auburn that carry some pretty stunning and creative selections. Stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in the Preferred Community. People travel from everywhere to take advantage of 63 years' experience, great value, competitive prices, even help with financing at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. It is 6:23. Temperature still in the upper 30s?
We're 33.
All right. Hotline coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic getting us started early this morning with an accident. That's right. We already have our first accident of the morning. It's at Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard. If you're in that area, look out for delays and be careful. Otherwise, right now, the interstates are still running smooth. We have no problems on the 31s. And again, other than that accident at Norman Bridge, the boulevards are running along pretty well this morning. Don't forget, school zones are about to crank up. Speed limit in school zones is 15 miles an hour. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is breaking news.
This just in, the HR department at Allstate has just announced that they should probably move away from the slogan, "You're in good hands."
This has been breaking news.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges?
Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. The Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A message from your favorite YouTube stars to stop doing dangerous internet challenges.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We feel once the Tide Pod challenge hit, all those brain cells you killed are making you do even more stupid things.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
When you hurt yourselves, we long for the days of Charlie biting a finger or David after the dentist or...
Chocolate rain.
There must be something better you could be doing on a... So please, stop all these antics.
Right. Now. I mean it.
Oh, yeah. And also...
Leave Benny alone.
Play us off, keyboard cat. Thank you.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Keyboard cat. All right, we're going to talk hobbies on TV coming up right now with the timeline for the 17th. Here's Rich Thomas.
348 days remain on National Ditch New Year's Resolution Day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, nothing to ditch. Son of a ditch.
They made a day out of it.
It's just the way it works sometimes.
It's National Bootleggers Day because...
Prohibition started yesterday, right?
Well, today marks the birthday of Temple Rye whiskey bootlegger Al Capone.
Oh.
Who had nothing in his safe when Geraldo opened it.
Poor Geraldo.
Where was that building? Where you know where that was? Do you have any
idea? Yeah, I remember. I know where the building was because when I take the bus downtown, you go right past it.
Yeah.
And it was south of what is the thriving area of downtown. You wouldn't want to be around that neighborhood without a lot of protection today. We're the old, but I remember seeing the Metropole Hotel sign, and it was all run down by the time I was taking the bus past it. But learning later on what actually happened there, I wish I had taken better note of it when I had the chance.
You remember he built it up for 45 minutes in that hour-long special? He built it. Built this up, and then coming up after the break.
Bummer.
And let's face it, a lot of people thought Geraldo was a jackass by that time.
That's right.
No matter what they think today, so there were half the country was just laughing at him and loving it.
Check out my morning video this morning. You'll see some more pictures of the snow 1 year ago today. The big 4-inch snow. It was a interesting day.
It was.
And my morning video covers some of that for you. 148 years ago in 1871, Andrew Halletti received a patent for the cable car. And 3 years later, his invention changed the face of San Francisco. This timeline moment brought to you by Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Yes! Ding, yes! Ding.
90 years ago, 1929, Popeye the Sailor Man first appeared in a comic strip called Thimble Theater.
Really?
Created by E.C. Sager. 1950 on this date, Boston thieves pull off a historic robbery. 11 men steal more than $2 million from a Brinks armored car depot. It was the perfect crime. Culprits were not caught for 6 years, just day before the statute of limitations ran out and the theft expired. They ended up ratting each other out.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Just days before it was about to become...
Well, it's like the premise of Goodfellas was the Lufthansa cash robbery that they pulled off.
Yeah.
And they were so successful and there was so much money involved that they started killing each other because they were worried about who might
who's going to talk.
Yeah. Part of the rule was don't go out and spend obnoxiously. It'll make people suspicious. And then some did. And then they were dead.
Archie would say, dummy up. 66 years ago in 53, the Chevy Corvette introduced at a car show in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. The first Vette was $3,490. Now, that same car, it's worth $300,000, $300,000, $300,000. Now our song of the day.
I was going to say, you still get one for under 10 all the way into the early 80s.
Really?
A brand new one, yeah.
Now our song of the day... From a rock and roll supergroup that shows no sign of slowing down. Get ready for a new tour, including a stop in Jacksonville on April the 24th. I'm talking about the Rolling Stones. Saw them in California Desert 2 years ago, and they seem absolutely timeless. Well into their 70s now. So how about a 1967 classic on your Thursday morning timeline? She comes in colors. She's a rainbow. Stones. Seconds of piano.
Gets right to the chorus.
I know. that's a great song.
Did they play that when you saw them?
I didn't. They did not play that song.
But they were only on stage for how long?
Well, really, they did a nice long set.
Oh, did they?
Now, there's always that one set in the middle with, what's his face?
Who are we talking about?
Roaches are going to live longer.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards does a set in the middle, and it's just a thing they've been doing for years.
Roaches are going to
a set in the middle.
Yeah, he does a little. In other words, they do the whole Rolling Stones. Then he does like a 10, 12, 13 minute set of his own stuff in the middle.
I don't even know what he did.
It's always been an agreement between the two. It's an ego kind of payoff. Thing.
Also a bathroom break probably for the crowd.
1966, an H-bomb lost in Spain. Yeah, a B-52 collides with a KC-135 jet tanker over Spain's Mediterranean coast, dropping a 70-kiloton hydrogen bomb near a town and one out in sea. Accident involving American nuclear bombs, it's the first one. They found one. They didn't find the other one. Also on this day in 66, the Monkees series began. It was placed on the schedule on NBC. 44 years ago in 75, Beretta premiered on ABC. 1976, Barry Manilow number one with I Write the Songs, which, by the way, he didn't write. It was written by Beach Boys' Bruce Johnson. 1984, 8 years after it began, the court battle over the legality of video cassettes, VCRs, determined they have a, they thought it was going to have a detrimental effect on the motion picture industry. Well, the Supreme Court said, nah. So Universal lost its suit against Sony. 25 years ago in 94, on this date, 4:30 a.m., magnitude 6.7 Northridge earthquake. It's Los Angeles. Lasted about 10 to 20 seconds, killing 57 people, injuring more than 8,700. Property damage estimated between $13 and $50 billion.
We had a huge influx in South Florida from people who left L.A. after that.
Said no more?
No more.
Yeah, and then they got into hurricanes in South Florida.
Yeah.
21 years ago in 98, Matt Drudge leaked a suppressed Newsweek story about President Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Why would Newsweek suppress a story like that, I wonder?
Well, you never know what was going on there. Birthdays today, Connor Cruz. He's the son of Tom Cruise. He's 24. Mick Taylor, a Rolling Stone guitarist from 69 to 74, is 70 years old today. Looks like I missed a page. Yeah, Freddie Rodriguez is 44. He's currently on Bull, but he's been on a lot of stuff. The Night Shift and 6 Feet Under and a bunch of stuff. Kid Rock is 48. He's often pops up in places here in Central Alabama. I think he has a place down in Pike County. Oh, did you get your card out to Michelle Obama? She's 55 today. No? You didn't? Jim Carrey is 57. Steve Harvey is 62.
Yeah, I wrote it out. I said, dear... Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Maury Povich. How old?
68.
82.
80.
Son of a gun.
James Earl Jones. 88.
Wow.
Luke, I'm your father. This is CNN.
This is CNN.
Yeah.
Betty White is 97 today.
97! Yay!
Happy birthday. And from the dearly departed file, Muhammad Ali would have had a birthday today. He died in 2016. We're down to single digits now. 9 days to the River Region Royal Wedding.
Holy sh!
Can you believe it? I do.
Whoa. Holy clapper, Batman.
I do. Did you hear that? Can you believe it? I do. 28 days till Valentine's Day. MLB pitchers and catchers report that same day or the day before. Official first day of spring, 62 days away, and Christmas, 342 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. TV Time coming up on CBS 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Risk of a few showers by this afternoon and this evening. Mild day with upper 50s to around, well, just shy of 60. Tonight's low 50. Tomorrow, mid to upper 60s. A mild day with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon and evening. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the strong side. Storm Prediction Center says they have us in a marginal severe weather risk. High around 70. Sharply colder Saturday night and Sunday. Sunday's high only in the 40s, but you'll swear it's the 30s with the wind. And then down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor teens. Right now, 33, partly cloudy skies, calm winds, 638.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know about our driving record and our experiences with Montgomery Paint and Body. I wonder about our TV friends and how their driving record and how their car record has been over the years. Montgomery Paint and Body is meticulous about getting down to details. The Turner family, Donnie and Brandon, have been doing this for a number of years. As a matter of fact, I've been bringing my cars there for over 30 years. It's not just the damage you see, but they're always looking, they're always thinking, their mind is always working. They've got that pad there, that iPad, and they're kind of making notations, and they're checking under the chassis to see what kind of hidden damage they might be. They work well with the insurance company, sure, because they're straight shooters and always have been. Look at, they're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane, and their phone number is really easy to remember. 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, and maybe better.
All right, we're standing by to join the Alabama News Network's rising team.
Should be in just a second, because I just heard their audio stop.
Yeah.
Aha. Brighten your morning. Aha. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. Did you take up a new hobby for the new year?
I didn't.
No?
No.
Well, enjoy doing that painting, cooking, or whatever else you do between now and May of 2020, because it's going to be a memory by then.
Yeah, the average person can only stick with a new hobby for 16 months. That's according to a new survey. But during that time, we spend a lot of money, like an average of $950 on gardening, wow, $805 on cooking, and $453 on crafts.
I love crafts, but I wouldn't consider that like a new hobby, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you've been doing it already.
Yeah.
So it's not new.
Okay, gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. All right, we want to bring in we're going to bring in Truman and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. They'll be nicer to me.
You said crafts, right?
Not crafts. Yeah, we thought
crafts?
You said, yeah.
Okay, okay, crafts.
We
just
thought it was something else.
Of course
it's
he
something
did.
Different.
You got a new hobby going there?
You're an avid gambler.
This is a cheap hobby. Well, you know, like I can make it into a snake or like a stack of coins.
Ah, that's a nice hobby.
This is fun. This is what happens when you...
You can make it walk down the stairs. That was
Alone
exactly. Or in pairs.
A slinky. Well,
that's
a
called slinky. Suicide slinky.
Oh, no.
This is my hobby. I live my hobby.
Right.
I get to play radio with buttons and sound effects and do something different 5 days a week. How could I be any luckier? With these people who I love, who I stand in my backyard on 30-degree mornings like yesterday in my shorts, grilling steaks and baking key lime pies.
That's it. Cooking is sort of a
It
hobby.
Really is. It really is. Yeah.
And it's fun. It can be fun. It can be a lot of fun.
And last night we had a party for the betrothed here, Emily Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Me!
At Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. And it was packed. And when she and he walked in, they were greeted with a big reception. And Emily got something that will probably become something of a hobby, right? Tell everybody.
It's a hobby.
Tell the world what you got.
Yeah, these jokers have Alexa. And Alexa can turn on the lights for them and all that stuff. I only ever wanted the clapper, so that's what we got last night.
No, never have the clapper.
So what?
I'd rather tell my appliances.
Yeah, she did. She showed us her video is on.
We plugged it in last night. The minute we got home, we plugged it in. Fiance plugged it in and got it all set up. And then, it's just fantastic.
What about
and,
the middle of the night though?
About 4 o'clock this morning. The headboard creaked 3 times in a row.
What caused that?
Oh, really?
I rolled over. Don't be like that. Anyway, may the light come on. Y'all are horrible.
I'm just curious. I'm curious where you found the clapper. Because I thought that just...
Somebody
that
gave it to
her.
That
was only on TV.
Oh, no, listen. I love as seen on TV stuff. That's how they know what to get me for my birthday and Christmas.
The whole copper pot thing.
Oh, she goes crazy when she sees copper.
Oh, yeah, man. If I had a boat that I could
salt
in half.
You can, melt cheese on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Look, they got me the Reheatza. They got me the red copper square dance pan. They got me the red copper panini press. Then last night, the folks got us the clapper and that blade sharpener thing.
You're set.
You got egglets.
I got the egglets!
Oh,
my God! Oh,
the
egglets! Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Her hobby is collecting junk.
It's not junk.
Hey.
It's junk.
I think it's a treasure.
So I get a ding last night on my cell phone, and it's a video, Emily's clapper debut. And I got to tell you, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's funny.
It kept me up an extra 15 minutes, but it made me smile to see her enjoy it. It's on my Facebook page if you want to check it out.
All right, there you go. That's right, our so hobbies.
I was going to say, we have to...
Oh, yay!
We have to...
Now houses are flickering all over the river region.
See you later.
All right, you
want to
hear more from Three Men and a Lady? Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on.
All right.
Y'all, I'm still very well lit. I think this light needs to come off, too.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it being a little more.
Oh, well lit. You mean the lights.
Just thought you meant from last night.
No, we were
I had Diet Mountain Dew.
Can I have some more vodka?
No, you're lit enough.
I'm staying. I think it's this light that needed to.
Oh.
To not be.
No, well, that one was pretty. Whatever.
We have sponsors to help you with everything.
Yep.
Sometimes this can happen. Water can get through your roof and then get into the lighting system that is based and wired into the attic of your house. And that can require two repairs, but the first one, the most important one, to make sure water doesn't continue to come in is to call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009 and work with a company that's got seven decades of great reputation behind it. I have been representing them for many years now, and I've never heard anybody say anything remotely negative. Nobody wants to have to spend the money to replace a roof, but it does happen about once every 30 years, give or take. Most of the time, though, when there's water appearing where it doesn't belong, it's coming in through the cracks that are created when your house settles. So it's not a big deal, and it's not a major expense, but you want somebody with integrity to make that diagnosis and fix it. And we've had them do not only that several times, they send in a touch-up painter to get rid of the stain that water leaves, but we've had screen doors. You can have replacement windows done by Jones Brothers that are energy efficient. They can cover you in so many ways, even screen in an outdoor area with a new roofing substance that reflects the heat back into the sky, so in the summer, it's still usable. 800-264-8009 or see their whole portfolio of work and accomplishment and their guarantee in action at jbroof.com. We not only have the Cheap and Trashy coming up in a preview of the next Ghostbusters movie, but our most electrifying story is in this next segment, too.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing all clear this morning. It's a great time to be out headed to work or school. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 both running at a speed limit right. No problems on the 31s this time of the morning. And we have the boulevard kind of busy around the Troy Highway and the I-85 intersection. Other than that, smooth sailing this morning. The school buses have begun their routes this morning. They're headed to pick up the kids. Keep an eye out for them. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If we genuinely love others, we'll have real friends. If you're looking for a different kind of part-time job to pick up some extra cash this year, you may want to consider becoming a Moirologist. That's a professional mourner. According to the JobMonkey website, you can make between $30 and $120 per funeral if you're punctual, can cry when needed, and you're a good enough actor to make people believe you actually cared for someone you've never met. Professional mourners are usually hired to increase the appearance of the deceased's popularity, and sadly, the demand for them is growing. The Apostle Paul had little use for fake tears. In Romans 12:9, he wrote, "Don't just pretend to love others, really love them." Paul knew that relationships outweigh appearances 1,001. So what if this year I really love others by being kind and helping them, forgiving them? If I do, well then I'll have genuine friendships and my family members won't need to pay people to show up at my funeral. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No new ideas out in Hollywood. Unoriginal Ghostbusters! They did one with chicks, but it wasn't good. Another sequel. Ghostbusters! All the scripts are so old, from 35 years ago. Unoriginal Ghostbusters! It's gonna be dull. Ghostbusters! Another sequel. Ghostbusters! We already saw. Ghostbusters!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And in a very special edition of the Cheap and Trash. In fact, so trashy, it's electrifying. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Chris Hansen at one time was a network star for NBC. And hosted To Catch a Predator. Now he's in jail, arrested and charged with larceny. He was writing bad checks, charged with larceny for cutting bad checks, failing to pay for $13,000 worth of products dating back to April of last year. And here's what he was buying: 355 ceramic mugs, 288 t-shirts, 650 vinyl decals for a marketing campaign that added up to almost $13,000. He actually wrote two checks that bounced and then refused to pay. He initially told police he'd stop by the station to discuss the situation with them, but never showed up. So the cops issued a warrant, and he turned himself in. He's been released with no bond. If convicted, he could face up to $5,000 in fines. One to five.
This isn't bars. The first time he's been in trouble, you know.
No, it's not.
I know. There, what
he
was the,
he was soliciting.
Yeah.
He was soliciting.
Professional women?
Professional somebodies, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But
I thought there was another issue, because there's a reason he's not with the network.
Because, you know, he was doing this show about people who do that, and he was doing that.
Yeah.
Well, no, the show he was doing it about was underage.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't doing the underage.
Yeah, he wasn't, but he was.
No.
Yeah.
But still, mighty ironic, isn't it? You always wonder, people that scream the loudest about something are often the most guilty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is, I found that, I had not heard that, so that's why I deemed that electrifying.
I don't know if I've missed it or not, but there's going to be a Jim and Tammy Faye Baker documentary thing, I think like on 2020 or something soon, which I am very interested in watching.
I just remember I was with Sharon at the time.
Is that one of the Corvettes?
Yeah. Yeah, she was one of the Corvettes.
You can take any historical event and tell you which girl, which woman.
We were just channel surfing innocently, and I passed Jim Baker on TV, and I said, that guy's the squirreliest look. There's something about him that makes my hair, my skin crawl, and she started yelling at me. He's a televangelist, and he's with the Lord and all this. And I said, well, I'm just reading his body language. I think he's a fake. 2 weeks later, it all came crashing down, and she said, you were right.
And poor Tammy Faye.
Of course I'm right. I'm the man.
Oh, okay.
Just throwing it out there into the lake to see if anything bites on it, that's all. Macaulay Culkin, I read this article in the London Mirror yesterday. It was all about his relationship with Michael Jackson. And I'm inclined to believe, because it didn't come across as, oh, well, I may as well confess to what was really going on. He said it was actually quite normal, and that Michael was seeking to protect him because he had been through the child star thing, and there's never been any evidence of any illicit activity, at least between those two. It's an interesting article. In fact, my buddy Ron McGill took Michael Jackson on a tour of the zoo with his kids, with Michael's kids, and said, I don't know that I've ever taken anybody who was more normal. And they closed the zoo for him.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He paid for that, but they closed the zoo. And he says, I don't know if I've ever taken anybody on a tour of the zoo that seemed more normal than Michael Jackson did. You know, when he's doesn't have to deal with, and he's in a situation he can trust.
Yeah.
And
It's too bad what happened to, I mean, the walls came tumbling down. Huh?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of oddness there. I'm not saying there wasn't. Yeah. I remember.
But you would be odd, too, if you spent your entire life performing and in front of people and not being able to form normal relationships with folks.
Like the Beatles said, they were miserable, only together in their hotel rooms and not able to do anything.
You can save each other when you're kind of trapped like that.
Yep.
I don't know quite how to pitch this article, but...
Overhanded? Underhanded?
Let's put it this way. Ben Affleck, Liam Neeson, Robert De Niro, Ewan McGregor are among actors identified as being well-equipped, and Leonardo decapitated, Sheila Booth, Jude Law, Dennis Hopper, rest in peace, among those who weren't.
What does it matter? What does it matter? Why do we need to know that?
Alicia Keys' kids couldn't care less that she's hosting the Grammys, and neither can most of America, to be honest with you. I think I last played.
When's the last time you watched the Grammys?
It's been many, many years. And there were names like Simon and Garfunkel up for. let's see. Sylvester Stallone said, I shouldn't have killed off Apollo Creed. All these years later. And according to Dave Chappelle, when he mocked R. Kelly after he was charged with videotaping himself with underage girls, Chappelle unleashed that parody he did called, I can't say the title.
I know what you're talking about, and it's hilarious.
Well, apparently each guy travels with a set of goons for protection, and the goon squads met up with each other and kind of negotiated the beef. NBC canceling Trial and Error after 2 seasons. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, I'm just passing it along for anybody that might be interested. And Disney is going to do a live-action Hunchback of Notre Dame with Josh Gad.
Okay, that makes sense.
Who is he?
He's the voice of Olaf in Frozen. He's great. He's a Broadway guy. I mean, what? You guys don't make me feel like a bonehead.
Jeff Mallinson is coming by the station later this morning at a big event at Georgia Floors Direct, coming up over the lawn for what many is a holiday weekend. And at Georgia Floors Direct, for half a century, it continues to work for consumers in the River Region because there's zero BS. They bring in true wholesaling flooring at true wholesale prices, not stuff that manufacturers couldn't move. They bring in the most popular and trendy styles. It's all at a strict wholesale price. And then they've worked with installers for every type of flooring for many, many years. So from beginning to end, they make sure that you are 100% satisfied. They can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And you literally have every flooring option under the sun in that gigantic warehouse. Jeff Mallinson has trained I call it the merry band of floriers to help you navigate all of those options. They're right across from Lowe's, and again, celebrating 50 years of success here in Montgomery, Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. As we close in on 7, Fox News, Rich's forecast update. Following that, Jay Scott has today's random facts, followed by a pop quiz. You win $10.